Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. We're taking a little time off over Easter, so this week it's one from the archive. One of my favourite quotes from Shakespeare, and I sound so well read when I say that. I don't know many quotes from Shakespeare, but one of my favourite ones is, "There is no good nor bad, but thinking makes it so." From Hamlet. What if this is true? What if there is no good or bad, or right or wrong? What does that mean? Sometimes that our head explodes with that idea that society will break down, and surely there is good and bad, surely murder is bad, and being kind is good. Well, let's explore that idea and how these judgments sometimes tie us into knots and keep us imprisoned in worry and stress. And what if there is no good nor bad, nor right or wrong? What if our thinking just makes that so? In this week's episode from the archive, we unpack that to explore how it can bring you some sense of possibility and flow in your mind and your body. Enjoy. What if things are good, bad, right or wrong? When I share this concept, some people find it quite difficult to get their head around. Because surely being kind is good and being selfish is bad. Surely murder is bad. But just bear with me. Who decides what is good, bad, right or wrong? Imagine in a classroom, little Johnny does something and the teacher says that's very naughty. You're in detention. If that pupil had done the same thing maybe early in the day when she wasn't so tired, the teacher may have found it cheeky. Another teacher may have found it funny. What's good or bad is very subjective. And you might think, yeah, some things are subjective, but some things are very absolute. Murder is bad. Being selfish is not good. Again, who decides what's good, bad, right or wrong? It's people's thinking. People think it. It's very subjective. What we think is good or bad could be different to what other people think is good or bad. And when a lot of people think things are bad, like murder, we think that's an absolute. No, it just means a lot of people think the same. The purple person doing the murder doesn't think it's bad. Was Is killing a mass murderer, is the police shooting someone, a mass gunman, bad? That's murder. So it's not too completely black and white. It is subjective. So we live in a world of judgment. We live in a world of that thinks there's an absolute when it comes to good, bad, right or wrong. Or we're trying to work out what is good, bad, right or wrong. Now, I grew up with a mother who was a teacher. It was like living with a teacher. She's extremely strict at home. She suffered from anxiety. She was quite a force to be reckoned with. I know she'd love me unconditionally, but no parents are perfect. Her way of being was contaminated by her fear, her childhood. So she ruled with an iron fist. I was constantly trying to work out what the right thing to do is so I didn't get in trouble, I didn't get shouted at. And there's very much a right and wrong, a right way of doing things, a right way of practicing your musical instruments. But what if there is no good, bad, right or wrong? Well, if we can see it's all subjective thinking, it's someone's opinion. It's someone's opinion, and not everyone has the same opinion. We live in the experience of our thinking. Everything we experience in this world is created by our thoughts. Our perception of situations creates our understanding and our experience of it. There are 8 billion versions of reality out there. Not everyone thinks the same. We live in separate realities. In our reality, it makes complete sense to us. We think we got to understand it. We think we got it licked. We think we understand how this life works. And sometimes we get frustrated when people don't see it the same as us. But not everyone can think the same as us all the time. It's impossible. As much as life would be far easier if they did. What if there's no good, bad, right or wrong? What if it's just a subjective judgment? And we're judging ourselves in a similar way. We're trying to work out in our life what the good thing to do is, the right thing to do is. We're trying to avoid fear. We're trying to avoid failure, disappointment. We're trying to work out how we create the life we want to feel happy, content, safe, secure. I think there's a right way to get there and a wrong way. What if there isn't? Because those feelings we're seeking within us, we're born with them. What if everything's perfect in this moment? There's a bigger picture to life we're never going to understand. What if everything's perfect? What if life happens for us and not to us? Now don't get me wrong, we went through 10 years of infertility. That was painful, that was difficult, it was a lot of grief, and I thought it was bad. I thought it was wrong that other people couldn't seem to have children and we couldn't. When it wasn't happening, another negative test result or horrible results from the clinic, I thought it was bad. Because it looked like it wasn't going to happen. And it's easy to look back in hindsight, but I can see the gifts from that journey. It forced me to do my own kind of personal development journey, heal stuff from the past. As a result, I became a happier person. I do believe I'm a better father as a result. I'm not a perfect father by any means. But I do believe I'm a better father than I would have been having not done that journey. I also believe doing that journey enabled us to have children. What if there's no good, bad, right or wrong? What if it's just our thinking making that judgment, other people's making that judgment? And we think people are judging us. We're often scared of people judging us. Perhaps we're judging them. Perhaps we're judging ourselves. I once had an insight. I thought I was a good man, a kind man. I was always trying to be the good boy. I was a kind man, good man. Did a lot of work to help other people. Community work, charity work. And I was in a workshop, a training. I was chatting to someone on a break. I suddenly realized how these judgments about his life. Decisions he'd made. And I just caught myself in that moment thinking, I'm quite judgmental. I'd never considered that. That I could be judgmental. And as I always say, personal development starts with brutal honesty, acceptance of where we're at. And the more I explored that, I began to see that my judgment of others is actually a judgment of myself. It's a judgment of myself. I'm in a men's group and we do a clearing occasionally to make sure there's nothing in between the men in the group so we can work together with honesty and love. And sometimes we're human, sometimes we have a judgment of other men in the group and we have a process to clear that. And we name it, having sought permission to name it. And we tell them. But then we look for it within us. Where are we holding that judgment of ourselves? And it's amazing we just find it in ourselves. What if there's no good, bad, right or wrong? But thinking makes it so. Even Shakespeare said there's no good or bad, but thinking makes it so, from Hamlet. What if that's true? The idea can actually be quite freeing. What if you're unconsciously living to work out what the rules are in life? What's good, bad, what's the right thing, the wrong thing? What if you can let go of that? What if you're fired from the job of working out what's good, bad, right or wrong? What if you can let yourself be in flow more? Ease, flow, trust your instinct. Trust yourself. Follow your heart, follow your soul. That's the best guidance mechanism in life. Keeps you safe. helps you create the life you want with more ease and well-being and flow. Loving you.